Page 190. A Kid Explains History.
Hello and welcome back to A Kid Explains History. My name is Mr. Q. Today we're going to talk about one of the greatest women in American history, Harriet Tubman. She helped slaves escape on a thing called the Underground Railroad. You know what I thought the first time I heard about the Underground Railroad? I thought it looked like this. After some research, I found out that the underground part actually means secret. And the railroad part means the path you took to get to states that didn't have slavery. Calling it an underground railroad was useful though, because people could use the name to create a top secret code. For instance, the ex-slaves who guided people called themselves conductors, just like with a train. They called the slaves they were helping passengers. Hiding places were called stations, which were located in barns, caves, and even under church floors. Brave station masters hid people in their own homes. It was against the law to help people escape from slavery, so everyone involved had to be great at keeping secrets. Like, I'm not kidding, great. Station masters were made up of a lot of different kinds of people, from free African Americans to white people who didn't like slavery. They were all called abolitionists. While people were trying to get rid of these horrible slave laws, people like Harriet Tubman had to take matters into their own hands. She was born a slave and she became one of the most famous conductors of the Underground Railroad. Now, the thing that made Harriet Tubman great is that instead of just thinking about herself, she went back again and again to help other slaves and got really good at not getting caught. Slave owners were really, really angry at Harriet and put a bounty on her head. Harriet Tubman lived into her 90s. In the end, she was giving speeches with women like Susan B. Anthony, helping to get women the right to vote. She never stopped trying to make the world a better place.
Copyright. A Kid Explains History.